B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Hello there, Meredith. How are you doing today, girly?
I am so good. It's nice to spend a little bit of quality time with you again.
Girl catch-up time, mom catch-up time.
Yes,
you
yes.
have to be in a mode of where you're, because we work with all guys, mm-hmm. so they don't worry about mommy stuff.
No.
Even if they're parents.
No, not at all.
And so you have to be in their world, in their mode. So it's nice to come in here and have the camaraderie with someone who has to have those dual things going on, like
right.
all working moms do.
Right.
And moms in general have so much crap on their minds.
For sure. And I got, you know what's crazy? I just got lambasted on air. We were talking about if you are going to be submissive in a relationship or
mm-hmm.
not. And then I said that.
Wait, like a submissive in a relationship? Like a
woman should be more submissive.
Like a 50 Shades of Grey?
And like, that's sexy.
That's really submissive.
That's what I said on air. I was like, you know, I don't mind being submissive in the bedroom, but I'm more of like a 50-50 partnership kind mm-hmm. of person. But man, women were not feeling that today, that little feminist or feminism aspect that I had coming out of my mouth for 2.5 seconds today. So anyway, yeah, it's nice to come in here and sit down and get a little bit of a refresher, you know?
Right. I know.
So what's going on with... Are you getting any sleep?
So Sunday night, I had the same thing you've been through. My daughter got a cold.
Mm.
So she was sniffle all night. And this is the first time she's gotten sick, minus her hospital stint.
Mm.
She doesn't know how to manage a cold. If you're a baby, you've never done it. You don't know how to breathe at night
Mm-mm.
with your mouth closed.
Right.
Or, excuse me, with your mouth open.
Yeah.
So she wants to put her pacifier in for the comfort, and then she can't breathe.
Yeah.
So she's up the whole night.
You must be completely exhausted.
And you know what? These guys, I'm just going to say it, they're great. We love the people we work with. But this is what irritates me. Everything that people tell you about COVID,
mm-hmm.
okay, wear your mask, wash your hands. You know what else is really, really important?
Mm.
Take care of yourself.
Right.
Have a strong immune system.
Healthy.
So knowing that I got no sleep
mm-hmm.
on Sunday night, I've been doing nothing but powering like vitamin C supplements and all those things that are supposed to strengthen your immune system and trying to take naps when I can and logging my sleep, because those guys are like, so how much did you get last night? The second night I got 6 hours. Oh, 6 hours. That's great. You're good to go. No,
I don't think so.
6 hours is not going to protect your immune system.
Right. Plus you're up every now and then checking on the kids.
Regardless.
Right. And you don't go into detail about that. So yeah, you may have had like 6 hours of sleep, but how many times did you wake up or you looked at the monitor or you put a pacifier back in somebody's mouth and fell back asleep?
Exactly.
That's a lot.
And I did that same thing because that morning, the next night of air quotes, good sleep, I said mm-hmm. to Doug, I go, I think she slept through the light night last night. And he said, no, you got up with her three times. I don't even remember.
Yeah,
I do
zombie.
It. I'm sleepwalking to
yeah.
take care of her.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's exhausting. And it's hard to explain that to people that either they don't remember doing it because
right.
it was
you
a
forget.
While ago.
You forget.
Or they just don't care.
And they just can't relate and they don't want to.
Right, exactly.
No, but it just makes me laugh when people are like, okay, good. You got 6 hours of sleep and make sure you walk out of here and have your mask on. But
I know.
You're going to still get sick.
If you,
what I've always thought about illness is it's kind of like a destiny kind of thing
mm-hmm.
because your body hasn't seen it. And it's a reminder, hey, Meredith, hey, Roxanne, you're pushing too hard.
Yes, yes. Pushing too hard and not getting enough sleep
mm-hmm.
will definitely lower your immune system. And I'm trying to take as many vitamins as I can on a daily basis. But even taking vitamins, like I went and I got my hair done last week and my hair is shedding so bad. My hair's falling out of my head everywhere.
There must be something going on. We need to investigate this. I did a story, or not a story, I did something on ABC Action News. Meredith, I am like, I'm going bald.
Yeah.
I'm going bald. I see a big patch.
Yes.
I think it's because I was doing like a wonky part to try to give it more body, but I look like I'm missing a whole chunk of
yeah.
hair in my head.
Well,
so is it the fall?
When did you stop breastfeeding?
Yeah, March.
March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, you should be maybe at the end of shedding. I shed it. I don't even know if that's weird. I shed with my first daughter, and now I'm shedding again, and I'm expecting full-on bald spots in the like front of my face. Not only that, but I feel myself being way more hormonal. I remember we were having this conversation
mm-hmm.
when I was pregnant, and you were like, okay, around 4 or 5 months, things should start evening out
no,
a little bit.
No, six.
Okay, because I thought
yeah.
it was four, and I'm
no.
4 months
no,
postpartum,
no.
and Roxanne, my hormones, like me being mad, like the levels are and the BS like I'll normally put up with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not happening right now.
My no tolerance.
No, not at all. And I don't. And I'm having hot flashes as well. Did you have hot flashes?
I've never been a hot flash person, and I'm definitely approaching the age where that is something that should creep up. But you know what I have? Night sweats.
Night sweats.
But I've had night sweats since I was a kid.
Okay. All right.
But now I probably have them more often.
With that, I'm having night sweats too.
And rapid heartbeat
changes
with,
and the lack of sleep, and I'm shedding and my skin is crap. I mean, all this stuff, I feel like I could potentially, I'm teetering on if I wasn't, I got to pat myself on the back for a second. If I wasn't so strong-minded right now, I could easily go into a depression.
You know what?
And if easily fall into
You know what I said to, during COVID.
Body image issues, all of
it. Oh, yes, yes. During COVID is when I was going through that. And I was like, I remember telling my sitter, like, you know what? I'm actually kind of, I mean, I was definitely not happy COVID was taking place. I'm like, I feel so bad about myself right now that I'm just kind of happy that nothing's going on because I can just kind of hide in my house.
Hide, yeah.
Yeah. And but
wear PJs.
Yes. And then I was so busy because we still have to come into work. I've said that 1,000 times. But busyness helps you from depression because I'm totally with you. If I didn't have as much to do during that 4 to 5 month period, I would have been curled up in a ball crying.
100%. Yeah, exactly. And for all the things I just listed, and then like you mentioned, lack of sleep on top of it, I went and I got a facial 2 days ago, which I think that's the first thing I've done for myself, really, besides getting my hair done last week. And you were talking about night sweats. And when it comes to night sweats, I've noticed that like I will get like a couple of skin tags.
Mm-hmm,
and I got those
I've
removed
had those.
Too. And it's normal from pregnancy.
Is it?
So I'm like walking around with like little scabs on my neck right here. And
right?
my face
I can't
or
see
my
them.
Facial. And I'm going to say it again. My hair is falling out. My face is messed up. My body is different than it used to be. And I am overweight. And I'm not getting any sleep. And nothing is... It's just, it's not good right now. And so I'm happy that I have somebody not only that I can talk to, which is you about all this stuff, but you told me, and I got to remember this, like around 6 months.
It's six
it'll
months.
Start
I can remember.
Evening out.
I don't know if I deleted that text or not, but I sent you a text
you did
at the 6 month mark. And I was like, okay, it was like a Sunday or something. I'm like, things will get better after this, but just mark this, you know. And I remember telling you, October seems a long ways away after you have Olivia, but. It'll be here before you know it.
Right.
And so 6 months, you will feel, because you're at 5 months now.
4 months. She's 4 months right now.
Okay, so then it was
December.
November. It was
maybe
November.
Around my birthday, which would make me feel great. Oh, how long did you wait? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're considering taking like a mini vacation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, with COVID and everything, we also want to be safe. And I'm thinking also.
By yourself or with the kids?
With just me and Anthony.
Oh, good, good, good.
So
okay.
With everything that we were just talking about, I was thinking, okay, I need to get away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
you
just
do.
Sucked into my life and to work. So did you take any vacations? How long did you wait?
I took a vacation immediately after, not immediately, but she was born in December 16th. Mm-hmm. And I took a vacation January 30th to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
We did only go away for one night.
Yeah. I mean,
but it felt like, it was like we were gone for 2 full days.
Okay.
And it was wonderful.
It was the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm. It was really hard. I was very stressed leaving.
Right.
And once I was gone, I find that you do, especially when you fly, were you thinking about flying or driving?
Driving. Okay. Driving right now. I don't mind flying at the moment, but I think it would just be easier if it's just one night. Because my mother-in-law said, I brought it up to her. She's like, yeah, I'll take care of the baby and your other kid for 2 nights. And then at the end, she said one night. And I was like, okay. Because, you know, my first...
So she's going to watch both of them?
Right. At least minimum one night. So I was thinking, well, you know, Olivia still is young. She's 4 months old. And maybe that is a little bit intimidating to take care of both kids when one is like that small. So if it's one night only, Roxanne, I'm thinking like a hotel on the beach here.
Oh,
like Clearwater or something.
Go to Sand Pearl.
Yes, I love the Sand
Pearl. Do you ever
go?
Okay.
100%.
And it will be so nice because it'll be just the two of you and you'll reconnect. You'll have moments where you're like, okay, hey, what did we talk about aside from the kids? Then once you get past that, then you feel like yourself again.
Yes.
And the nice thing is then when you drive home, mm-hmm. half the battle now with traveling, it's so stressful to have to drive home somewhere.
I know.
So it's like you're not really driving 30 minutes in the car, 45 minutes in the car.
Yeah. That or if we get 2 nights away because I have our wedding anniversary coming up, I was thinking going back to St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm. I've
I
heard
grew
that's,
up there.
Yeah, I've been there one time. Okay.
Yeah, and I grew up there and then that's where we got married. So I was thinking like 2 nights there and that's only three and a half hour drive. So either
that's
way,
not bad.
Point of me talking about this is like I think I need a vacation.
You do.
And
you
also
definitely do.
It's not too early. is what you're saying.
No, not at all.
All right.
Not at all. And especially because you're not breastfeeding. I was trying to pump and all that, and that was what made it really difficult. I'm like, this stinks.
Yeah.
I was going to the bathroom. We were on a boat, and I was like in the cabin trying to pump my boobs. It was terrible.
You're like, why am I doing this right now?
Yes. And so you are definitely deserving of a vacation, and it will clear your head.
It's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get away and just remember why we were together to begin with before kids. Or try to remember we had a life before kids.
Now that you have two kids, I didn't see this problem crop up until a couple months ago. I don't know how people with more than two kids do it, because I find myself, like last week, I spent quality time with Daviana. We have Mondays and Wednesdays together, just the two of us, Monday and Wednesday after work. Thursday, I talked to Doug for 30 minutes, just him and I.
Yeah, that's nice.
And, 30 minutes.
That's so sad.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it is.
In my mind, I'm like, okay, I checked the box with the baby. I checked the box with Doug. I really have been neglecting my three-year-old. Mm-hmm. So I spent a day for her and I to go to the beach by ourselves.
Aww.
On Sunday. We actually met another girlfriend down there, and we had such a great time.
Yeah.
But now that I have all those people in my family, mm-hmm. I feel like I have to do one-on-one time with them. Are you there yet with Olivia? Not quite, because she's still kind of blobby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she is. She's not even sitting up straight by herself yet. I'm getting there, especially when it comes to...
I mean that because my daughter's barely out of the blobby
face. Of course. So I totally understand that. You know, I don't spend as much time as I should with Aubrey. She just turned 4.
Yes.
And I find when I do spend that one-on-one time with her, it is... She really hones in on it now instead mm-hmm. of what she used to. So we do like going for like the little bike rides and a little bit of walks, which is helpful for me too, because I need to lose a little bit of extra weight at the moment.
You look fabulous.
But thank you. And maybe going to the beach would be good. Maybe we'll do that this weekend because we have a little bit of extra time.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So
it makes such a difference.
I need to book a mini vacation, even if it's for one night, is what you're saying. And then take out
go
my
immediately.
Oldest daughter.
Go immediately. And you are knocking on the door of things getting better. Now they'll get better.
Yeah.
And then they'll get worse again.
Of course.
But they didn't get better for me until six.
Right.
Like, I didn't even feel like myself. So the
no,
fact that
I don't.
You had to suffer through, which a lot of people did, go through pregnancy during COVID, the stress of leading up to that, it wasn't like, oh, I can't wait to give birth. It was like, oh, I hope we're going to be healthy.
Yeah, and I hope
times
that my
10.
Husband can be in the room with
yes.
me. Yeah.
So you had all that stress. You haven't had time to do anything enjoyable for yes, you need
not
a vacation for sure.
Okay. All right. So I need to book a vacation and also spend some quality time with my oldest daughter, which
mm-hmm.
is good. I think that'll be healthy for the two of us as well. Okay. I'm listening to your suggestions. This is exactly why I like coming in here. That's awesome. Makes me feel a little bit lighter as well.
You give me plenty of good suggestions that I desperately need. This is parental guidance,
yes.
by the way. We're guiding each other. I'm sometimes guiding you over a cliff, probably. So I'm sorry.
Just mentally.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.